Hello and welcome. My name is Lisa Brennick-Meyer. Today we'll pray through all 14 stations of the cross. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. This is the first station, Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. At the start of this station, and for each station to come, we will say a simple opening prayer together. It goes like this. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Let's say it together. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took along Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and began to feel sorrow and distress. Then he said to them, "My soul is sorrowful even to death. Remain here and keep watch with me." He advanced a little and fell prostrate in prayer, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will." When he returned to his disciples, he found them asleep. He said to Peter, "So you could not keep watch with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus was abandoned at his hour of greatest need. Do you feel alone? Does this lie run through your mind? "No one understands what I'm going through." Jesus, remind me that you understand. Remain close to me in my suffering, and free me from any doubt that pulls me away from you. This is the second station. Jesus, betrayed by Judas, is arrested. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then, while Jesus was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. His betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying, "The man I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely." He came and immediately went over to him and said, "Rabbi," and he kissed him. At this, they laid hands on him and arrested him. Have you experienced betrayal? Has this tempted you to close your heart in self-protection? Jesus shows us that it is possible to love even after the hurt of betrayal. O Jesus, fill the depths of our hearts with the healing balm of your presence. This is the third station. Jesus is condemned by the Sanhedrin. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When day came, the council of elders of the people met, both chief priests and scribes, and they brought him before their Sanhedrin. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." But he replied to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question, you will not respond. But from this time on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." They all asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He replied to them, You say that I am. Then they said, What further need have we for testimony? We have heard it from his own mouth. Jesus is condemned and misunderstood by the very people who should have most recognized him. The Sanhedrin rejected Jesus' true identity, the Son of God. But Jesus never lost sight of who he was, the Son of God. Lord, help us to do the same. We are your beloved sons and daughters. May we live out of our true identities, no matter how often we are misunderstood or rejected. This is the fourth station. Jesus is denied by Peter. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Now Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. One of the maids came over to him and said, You too were with Jesus the Galilean. But he denied it in front of everyone, saying, I do not know what you are talking about. As he went out to the gate, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, This man was with Jesus the Nazarene. Again, he denied it with an oath, I do not know the man. A little later, the bystanders came over and said to Peter, Surely you too are one of them. Even your speech gives you away. At that, he began to curse and to swear, I do not know the man. And immediately, a cock crowed. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken. Before the cock crows, you will deny me three times. He went out and began to weep bitterly. Lord, it can be so hard to be honest about what we believe when others don't agree. Help us to speak the truth, even if our voices shake. Help us to have just a little more courage than fear. This is the fifth station. Jesus is judged by Pilate. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The chief priests, with the elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him, Are you the king of the Jews? He said to him in reply, You say so. The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him, Have you no answer? See how many things they accuse you of. Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas and handed Jesus over to be crucified. Pilate was more concerned with satisfying the crowd than doing the right thing. Jesus, help us to honor you as our king, even when it means we lose the approval of others. May you reign on the throne of our hearts, no matter the cost. This is the sixth station. Jesus is scourged and crowned with thorns. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Then Pilate took Jesus and had him scourged. and the soldiers wove a crown out of thorns and placed it on his head and clothed him in a purple cloak. And they came to him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they struck him repeatedly. Jesus, you wore a crown of thorns so that we could be crowned children of God. Your bleeding back was clothed in a purple cloak so that we could wear your robes of righteousness. May we never lose our sense of wonder over what it cost you for us to be God's children. This is the seventh station. Jesus bears the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When the chief priests and the guards saw Jesus, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him. I find no guilt in him." They cried out, "Take him away, take him away, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and carrying the cross himself, he went out to what is called the place of the skull, in Hebrew, Golgotha. Jesus has asked each one of us to take up our own cross and follow him. What is the cross that he is presenting to you today? What suffering have you been asked to bear? Are you willing to carry the cross chosen for you? Lord, help me remember I do not walk this path alone. May I hear your voice through the prophet Isaiah, "Do not fear. I am with you. Do not be anxious. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." This is the eighth station. Jesus is helped by Simon the Cyrenian to carry the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. What thoughts went through Simon's mind? Did he long to disappear back into the crowd? Did he worry about his sons? Little did he know, his sons were about to witness the most monumental event ever to occur in human history. Simon couldn't shield them from witnessing the pain. His involvement exposed them to it. But he was teaching them by example to follow Jesus, to bear the cross, to say yes to any opportunity to alleviate Jesus' pain. Jesus, please give me the fortitude to carry my cross in such a way that my example draws others to you. This is the ninth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A large crowd of people followed Jesus, including many women who mourned and lamented him. Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children. For indeed, the days are coming when people will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' At that time, people will say to the mountains, 'Fall upon us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if these things are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Jesus, even though he is wrecked with pain, notices others in pain. Do we ever turn in on ourselves and our own worries instead of turning outward to who is in need of our compassion? Do we ever get so overwhelmed by the multitude of injustices and needs that we numb ourselves to it? Jesus, may the suffering of others stop us in our tracks. May we be your love to those in need. This is the 10th station. Jesus is crucified. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." We've seen so many crucifixes. We've heard the story of the crucifixion many times. Do you ever feel a little numb when you hear it? Not because you don't care, but because it's all become so familiar that it's hard to think about it more deeply and personally. When we see the crucifix, Lord, may we be reminded of these lines from the hymn, "When I Survey the Wondrous Cross." Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. This is the 11th station. Jesus promises his kingdom to the good thief. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied to him, "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Take a moment to contemplate the fact that so many religions are characterized by man lifting himself up to God, hoping that God will think man is good enough. It is only in Christianity that we see God reaching down to man. He meets us where we are to lift us to heaven. This is the 12th station. Jesus speaks to his mother and the disciple. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Jesus gave his mother to you. He knew you'd need her. In what circumstance of your life do you need a mother's support? A mother's softness? A mother's counsel? Jesus, help me to follow your mother's example and unite my suffering to yours. May my sufferings expand my heart, creating room for you to fill it with your presence and strength. This is the 13th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon, because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And when he had said this, he breathed his last. On the cross, Jesus stretches out his arms to embrace you and says, "I give my life for you, for all that you regret, for all the places where you have given up hope, for the memories that cause you pain, for all the things you wish you could fix but can't make right, for your greatest failures and the times you have denied me. I came, and I died, and I rose for you, to hold you, to carry you, to save you." Jesus, words are inadequate. All we can say is thank you. This is the 14th station. Jesus is placed in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, for by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was himself a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it to be handed over. Taking the body, Joseph wrapped it in clean linen and laid it in his new tomb that he had hewn in the rock. Then he rolled a huge stone across the entrance to the tomb and departed. After Jesus was laid in the tomb, the waiting began. Can you join the Blessed Mother, Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus, Mary Magdalene, and all of Jesus' friends in the waiting room? Ask the Holy Spirit to slow your heart so you can sink yourself to God's timing. What is God saying to you right now in this place of waiting? After death comes resurrection. After Good Friday comes Easter Sunday. He is coming. Just hold on. The victory is worth the wait. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me. May the peace of Christ be with you today and always.